Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are, Chishi, in Parsha's Balak. Vayomer Balak el Bilam lecha na kacha el mokam acher ulai yisha ve'enei ha'elokim v'kavoso li misham. And Balak said to Bilam, come with me, please. I will take you to another place. Maybe it will be correct in the eyes of Elohim God, and he will curse for me there. Vaykach Balak es Bilam Rosh HaPeor HaNishkaf al Pnei HaYishimun. And Balak took Bilam to the top of Peor that gazed down over the wasteland. Bilam el Balak b'nei li v'azeh shiva mizbechos v'achen li b'azeh shiva farim v'shiva ilim. And Bilam said to Balak, build for me seven altars and prepare for me seven cows and seven rams. She identifies Beis Peor by saying that Balak is a great magician and he saw that they were going to be smitten by Peor. So he thought maybe this is what the incident referred to. He didn't know that later that's what the incident is going to refer to. As Balak kasher amar Bilam vayal para va'ayal b'mizbeach, and Balak did that which Bilam said, and he offered a cow and a ram on the mizbeach. Vayar Bilam ki tov be'ini Hashem levarach es Yisrael v'lo halach b'fam likras nechashim v'yashes el midbar panav. And Bilam saw it was good in the eyes of Hashem to bless Yisrael, and he didn't go as he had done before in accordance with the divinations, turned his face to the desert. As she says, he saw that it was good, meaning he didn't want to check again with Hashem to see if he wanted to curse them. And he didn't do like he did before, and he didn't try to divine, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to speak to him. And he says, maybe I'll just mention their sins, and then there will be a curse that comes as a result of them. V'yisa Bilam es enav v'yar es Yisrael shochen l'shvatav v'tehi alav ruach Elohim. And Bilam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel dwelling amongst themselves in their tribes, and the divine spirit rested on him. Rashi says, what does it mean he lifted his eyes? It means that he wanted to give the Mayan Hara. See the three midos that Bilam had, an ayin hara, a lifted up spirit, and a full nefesh. He saw each shevet, meaning that they sat by themselves, they didn't mix into each other. The entrances to their tents were not facing each other either, so they had privacy. To mean there was a spirit of Hashem on him, he saw, he felt that he was not going to curse them. Yomer Ne'um Bilam Beno Ve'or Ne'um Hagever Shesum Ha'ayin. So says Bilam, son of Beor, so declares the man whose eye is covered. Rashi comments on the fact that he is speaking as the son of Beor to tell you that both Balak and Bilam were greater than their fathers. Balak was a greater king than his father, and Bilam was a greater Navi than his father. The meaning of covered eye, shesum ayin, his eye was mishapen, and the color was coming out of it. Its hole looked like it was always open. It means that he was blinded by the sight of Israel sitting properly together. Targum says it means that he sees very well, but it's actually euphemism. Rashi says to say that he was blind in one eye. Ne'um shomei imrei kel asher meches eshakai yechazeh nofel galoi inayim. So speaks the one who hears the words of God, who beholds the vision of God. Of Shakai, he whose visions are revealed to him when he falls asleep. She also says maybe it also means that he is somebody who, when Hashem reveals himself, he doesn't have strength to stand on his feet, and he falls on his face. As he was an uncircumcised man, and this experience left him drained. Ma tovo olecha Yaakov mishkanosecha Yisrael. How great are your tents, O Jacob, dwellings, O Israel. He says, what does this mean, your tents are great? Because the openings of the tents were not facing each other. There's a your mishkanos. Your mishkanos are the places that you go and camp. Alternatively, your ohalim are Shiloh and the Beis Olamim and the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, your mishkanos, that even when they are destroyed, he dwells with them, and the destruction is a kapara, is an atonement for their souls. Kinchalim nita'u kiganos alei nahar ki'ohalim nata Hashem karazim alei mayim. They are like streams turning, to stretch out, like gardens planted on rivers, like tents planted by Hashem, like cedars growing on the waters. Rashi says that these streams grow and gather strength as they go, and we see from each blessing what was in the heart of this Rasha, what he wanted to do to begin with. What does it mean they were planted by Hashem? Meaning in Gan Eden, we see that tents also, Rashi says, can be used to describe how one sets up a tent, or like the skies are stretched out like a tent's fabric. Yizal ma'im midalyav, v'zaro b'mayim rabim, v'yarom mi'agag malko, v'sinase malchuso. Let the waters spill out from his pail, and his children on the many waters, and raise up from Agag his king, and raise up his kingdom as well. Rashi says at the end of this pasuk, where Bilam is blessing Bnei Yisrael, he's saying that let them grow and wax and become mighty, and their king will be raised up over Agag, referring to Shaul, and then will continue to rise of the kingdom of Yaakov, which is through David and Shlomo. Kel motzio mimitzrayim kisofos re'em lo yochal goyim tzarav v'atmosehim yigarim v'chitzav yimachatz. The God who took them from Mitzrayim, like the horns of a wild ox, they will devour the enemy nations, crush their bows, and destroy their arrows. Rashi discusses whether, based on Menachem ben Soruk, one of the great Rishonim grammarians, asking whether does this literally mean arrows, or does this mean discontent? Kara shachav ka'ari u'chalavi mi yukumeno mevarachecha baruch varorecha ara. They crouch, lie like a lion. Who will wake this king of beasts, this lion? Those who bless you are blessed, and those who curse you are cursed. Rashi says, what is this symbolism of the crouching lion? This is all about that they should live in their land with strength and power. V'char'af Balak el Bilam, v'spok es kapav, v'yumer Balak el Bilam, l'koiv ayuvai karasicha, v'hine beirachta b'varech ze shalosh pe'amim. And Balak became angry at Bilam, and he clapped his hands and said to Bilam, I have brought you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have surely blessed them. This is already the third time. V'ata barach lecha el makumecha, amarti kaved achabdecha v'hine mena'acha Hashem mi'chavod. And now you shall flee to your place. I said that I will surely honor you, and behold, God has withheld from you honor. V'yomer Bilam el Balak, halo gam el malachecha asher shalachta elai dibarti lemor. And Bilam said to Balak, did I not say this to your messengers that you sent to me? I said to them, saying, Imitain li avalak malei veso kesef v'zahav lo ucha la'avor es pi Hashem la'asos tova o ro'a milibi asher yedaber Hashem oso edaber. If Balak will give me houses filled of silver and gold, I cannot go against what Hashem says to do good or bad from my heart. Only what Hashem says, that I can speak. Rashi says, why does he change from saying Pi Hashem as opposed to according to my God? Because he had come to know that Hashem considered him something disgusting and was banished from his presence.